Highbridge Audio and the Mysterious Press present Never Cross a Vampire by Stuart Kaminsky. Read by Brian Holsoppel. Original material copyright 1977 Stuart Kaminsky. Recording copyright 2012 by Highbridge Company and recorded by arrangement with the Mysterious Press, LLC. Oh, my dear, if you only knew how strange is the matter regarding which I am here, it is you who would laugh. I have learned not to think little of anyone's belief, no matter how strange it may be. I have tried to keep an open mind, and it is not the ordinary things of life that could close it, but the strange things, the extraordinary things, the things that make one doubt if they be mad or sane. Dr. Van Helsing, in Bram Stoker's Dracula. Chapter 1. A pudgy vampire with a soiled black cape sat on a coffin across from me, sipping a bottle of Heyer's root beer through a soggy straw. His loose fangs kept slipping, and each sip brought a sound somewhere between an asthmatic whistle and terminal pneumonia. He was fascinating, but so were the other four black-caped vampires who surrounded my client in that damp basement. My client, wearing a conservative gray suit and a fixed, uncomfortable smile, used his cigar to keep the vampires at bay, but they weren't to be denied, especially one white-faced woman with long raven hair parted down the middle.
"But Mr. Lugosi," she panted, "when are you going to play a vampire again?"
Lugosi shrugged enormously, playing to his rabid audience. He was almost 60 and looked every bit of it and more.